Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, 48 degrees. You're listening to WHQR 91.3, and welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, sitting in for Pat Marriott today. And joining me is Haley Hayes, who is the artistic director of the Brunswick Ballet Company. Welcome, Haley.
Hi.
Nice to have you here today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, you've come to talk about your upcoming production of The Nutcracker. And this is something that has a little bit of a twist on it. It's a unique take. Can you tell us what's happening with the Nutcracker?
Yes, we decided to take the traditional Nutcracker and give it a local twist and make it Nutcracker Under the Sea. So we have Clara and her prince traveling to an undersea kingdom instead of the land of the sweets. And they see they see Arabian angelfish, starfish, and lobsters. We have seahorses in the show. So it's a really great production for parents to bring their kids to because they can see all of these creatures that they're interested in when they go to the beach every summer.
So it's sort of a coastal Carolina twist on the traditional Nutcracker suite.
Exactly.
Now, I heard that Blackbeard the pirate figures in the show. How does that come in?
He is. We wanted to make it not only under the sea, but very applicable to North Carolina's history. So we have the first act set on a North Carolina plantation. And in the battle scene, we have the Royal Navy versus Blackbeard and his pirates. And as we all know, Blackbeard was killed in North Carolina. So we have the battle taking place and he's defeated by the Royal Navy. So we try to throw a little bit of history in there as well.
Now, for those of us who haven't seen the show in years or maybe have never seen it, can you give us just a quick reminder of the plot line, what the story's about?
Yes. The story takes place on Christmas Eve, and Clara's parents are throwing their traditional Christmas party. And Clara's a little girl, and she really wants a nutcracker for Christmas, and she gets one from her Uncle Drosselmeyer, who is a carpenter and magician. And he's cast a spell on this nutcracker. So at night, after everyone goes to bed, Clara falls asleep by the trees, and then she wakes up, and the nutcracker is suddenly alive and dancing with her, and there's all these magical things that happen. We have loggerhead sea turtles that come out and dance. And the Nutcracker has the battle with Blackbeard, and after he's defeated, they watch the night herons feed by the seashore. In the traditional story, this would be they're going through the forest and they see the snowflakes dancing. But we have ours. They're night herons. They're beautiful dancers and wonderful tutus that were sewn by our seamstress. Then in the second act, traditionally, the Nutcracker takes Clara to his kingdom, and all of the villagers there dance for her. And in ours, he takes her to his kingdom, but his happens to be under the sea. So our villagers, we have a Chinese koi fish and lots of the other characters that I've mentioned.
So you even have this accurate from an environmental standpoint.
Yes, it really is. In the traditional, there are Chinese, Arabian, Spanish, and we've tried to keep it along that same level. So we have Spanish jewels, like a buried Spanish treasure, and an Arabian angelfish. So we do keep it like similar to the traditional so that parents can draw a parallel for their children and so they can put it together a little bit better.
Now, the Brunswick Ballet Company is a nonprofit, and you've been around for how long?
We were founded in 2009, so we've been around a couple of years.
And what is the mission of the Brunswick Ballet Company?
We founded the company because we noticed there are a lot of artistic people in Brunswick County, and we wanted to provide a performing opportunity for all of these kids and even adults. And up until now, there hasn't been a ballet company putting on these productions every year. There are dance studios, but we really wanted these kids to see how their classes, when they take dance in class, how it can move to the stage and they can have this awesome opportunity to perform.
How many shows do you do a year?
We do a couple of performances of The Nutcracker. We also do a spring production, and those are our two main productions. And then throughout the year, we'll do smaller productions that will help to raise funds for these huge performances that we put on.
Speaking of huge performances, how many dancers are in this show?
We have over 100 dancers in the show this year. Yeah, we have men and women and lots of boys and girls of all different ages.
A cast of thousands. So what's the age range in the show?
Our smallest dancer, she is 2 years old, and she's so precious. She's a little baby in our party scene. And then we have our oldest dancer is over 70 years old, and he does such a great job with us, too.
Do people audition for this company, for the productions?
They do. To get that many dancers, we started our auditions in April and ended them in September. And we auditioned throughout the entire county at many different places. And now we rehearse 5 days a week at two different studios.
So this is a real high intense rehearsal schedule.
It is. And these dancers know it's a great commitment because they have to be there every single week. And we've got many people working on it. I rehearse a lot of the dances. And then we have a few other teachers that rehearse some of the others.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Haley Hayes, who is the artistic director of the Brunswick Ballet Company. And they are putting on a performance of The Nutcracker Under the Sea. It's the classic tale of the Nutcracker with a coastal Carolina twist on it. It's at the Odell Williamson Auditorium in Brunswick Community College. And the two shows are December 17th at 7:30 p.m. and December 18th at 3 p.m. So an evening and a matinee show. Haley, what's the biggest challenge of directing and choreographing a show with 100 dancers?
I would say the biggest challenge is getting everyone to work together and to pull it off seamlessly because they have to move with the music. The music won't stop for them. So whenever we have these rehearsals, we can't stop if someone makes a mistake. So they've got to learn that they have to really remember their part and say if there's a mistake that happens, they have to just go with it and pull it off and make it a great seamless performance.
And speaking of music, how are you handling the music? Will you have live musicians or is this a pre-recorded piece that you'll be playing?
This year we have a pre-recorded piece. I would love to get an orchestra involved for future performances, so maybe that'll be something we can do in the following years.
Now, is there generally accepted choreography for something like this? Does the Nutcracker come with choreography and you know you've got that to work with as a base, or do you invent everything? How do you do this?
Every single thing I choreographed it. There's not something that goes along with it. In the world of ballet, there are definitely choreographers that set the same choreography each year. And so when we had our original production, I choreographed all of these dances along with my business partner. And this year we are using some of the same choreography, but we've got a lot of new parts to keep it fresh for audiences. So even if they've seen it before, there are so many new things in this production that they haven't seen. So we choreograph everything all on our own.
So how far in advance do you have to start working on the choreography for a show like this?
I start thinking about that about a year in advance. And so my entire year kind of revolves around this Nutcracker. Yeah, we plan for costumes as well. And that takes a lot of time. We have a wonderful seamstress. And we have this one seamstress that has sewn all of these costumes. And we definitely have helpers that, do alterations and things like that. But those costumes, they're immaculate. You can't buy them. You'll never see them anywhere else. And they're so professional. We're so lucky to have her. She has such talent.
And I would think this would be especially challenging for a costume designer because we're talking about marine life in ballet costumes.
Exactly. You have to be so creative. So, I mean, when you think about making a lobster costume or a seahorse costume or an angelfish, you have to really think about that for a while and be creative how to make that look like a fish, because you're dealing with a person that has legs and arms and you're turning them into an ocean animal.
Right.
So, yeah.
And still make them able to dance and
exactly.
move.
Exactly, yes. And I mean, we've done such a great job. The costumes, the people really are transformed into these ocean animals. And we just had our first dress rehearsal at the studio on Saturday, and even the parents, they've seen their kids dancing in these rehearsals every week, but now we put the costumes on and even they are just amazed at how wonderful it looks. And I mean, it's kind of you sit back and you look and you're like, wow, that's really cool.
Sounds like this is just going to be a visual feast for people.
Absolutely. We have giant backdrops that span the width of the stage. And I mean, these props that we have, they're gorgeous. So I think for sure all audience members will just be, they'll never be bored with looking at anything on the stage.
And what a great production to take your kids to as part of a holiday tradition.
Yes, definitely.
The Nutcracker Under the Sea at Brunswick Community College's Odell Williamson Auditorium. Haley, tell us again when the performances are happening.
The performances are December December 17th at 7:30 p.m. and December 18th at 3 p.m.
Great. And how much are tickets?
Tickets for adults are $15. For children, they're $6. And for seniors, they're $10.
And I understand there are a couple of ways that you can purchase tickets.
You can. You can get them through Odell Williamson Auditorium's website, which is www.bccowa.com. Or you can go to their box office the day of the show and get them. And you can also reach them through On My Toes Dance Studio, which is in Southport.
And On My Toes Dance Studio has a phone number.
Yes. It's 910-523-2310.
Great. Haley Hayes, Artistic Director of Brunswick Ballet Company, thank you so much for joining us today and for telling us about the Nutcracker Under the Sea. It just sounds like it's going to be a fascinating production.
Thank you for having me.